One of the great soul singers of the 1960s is back. Solomon Burke made a name for himself with such hits as Cry to Me and Everybody Needs Somebody to Love. Now he has a new album. It's called Don't Give Up on Me, and it features songs written for him by Elvis Costello and Bob Dylan, among others. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Joel Rose reports.
Maybe the only person who never gave up on Solomon Burke is Solomon Burke. He was dubbed the King of Rock and Soul in 1964. To this day, Burke still performs in robes and a crown.
I'm so happy to be here tonight. So glad to be in your wonderful city. And I have a little message for you.
Sir, once you're crowned king, you don't stop being king until you're dethroned. I've had several attempts by James Brown and other rivals, but unfortunately for them, they didn't make it.
Solomon Burke says that James Brown even tried to pay him to give up his title and crown.
Everybody needs somebody. Everybody wants somebody to love. Honey to honey.
Burke was a star from the age of 7. He followed his parents into their ministry in Philadelphia, where he was dubbed the Wonder Boy Preacher. Burke turned to music in his teens, but walked away from the business after a dispute over royalties. He decided instead to study mortuary science. Burke was drawn back into the studio by Atlantic Records producer Jerry Wexler. Together, they recorded hits like Got to Get You Off of My Mind and Goodbye Baby. But Burke never had a top 10 hit and quit the business again in the late 60s. Among musicians, however, he's always commanded respect. 2 years ago, the president of an independent Los Angeles label talked to Burke about making a record. The plan was to ask for songs from a long list of well-known Solomon Burke fans, including Dylan, Costello, and Van Morrison. Burke thought the man was joking.
And of course, I had no idea that this gentleman, I said, I want to ask you one question. Do you know any of these people? He says, no. I says, we better talk money.
You start at the top and you think about all the great writers out there who are big fans of Solomon's, and I'm not sure anybody told him no.
Singer-songwriter Joe Henry was hired to produce the new record. Henry, fresh from his success as the producer of a Grammy-winning album by the Blind Boys of Alabama, put together a band for Burke.
Come sit beside me. That'll do for now. Night has come and left me just the light that you allow.
The list of songs swelled to include material from Brian Wilson and Carole King, but Henry was concerned about how an old-style soul singer like Solomon Burke would handle the work of more unconventional songwriters like Elvis Costello.
I knew that was going to be a tough one because it's in an odd shape. I mean, it's got a hanging bar at the end of every verse and then, you know, a melodic phrase. It's odd, you know?
The accused will rise to be torn in two. Guilty of nothing but loving you. This is the judgment.
A difficult song was made even harder when the composer showed up at the recording session, complete with his entourage. It was clear that Burke was having trouble with one of the lyrics. After a few takes, Elvis Costello headed into the studio.
And he says, there was a song you made called The Price.
You walked away and you left me standing up like a fool. I couldn't even go to my friends or my relations. All I could do was stand up and hang my head in shame. You see what you cost me?
And he says, where the price stops, the judgment begins. And he says, let me sing it for you. And he sat down. And he sang a cappella. I was hooked on the song.
There'll be lies, there'll be tears, a jury of your peers, with a pitiful look of experience. Hand down the judgment.
Producer Joe Henry also wondered how Burke would react to a song called Diamond in Your Mind by the idiosyncratic Tom Waits. Burke loved it. He says the characters reminded him of people he knows.
You know, you had to stop and say, wait, this is getting close to me. This is touching home. And you had to change your tone. You had to go high, and you had to go low, and you had to go soft, and you had to be sweet.
Zarella Samuel says you almost never prayed since you lost her right arm. Blown off in a pink of the rain. Then they latched her to a windmill with all three fingers dained. Now she's 102 drinking mint juleps in the shade. Everybody always keep a dime in your mind. You got to always keep a dime in your mind. Wherever you may wander, wherever you may roam, you got to always keep a dime in your mind. Would you help me sing it? Come on.
If the songs were new, the way they were recorded was not. Solomon Burke and all of the musicians in studio together, recording live.
That's the way we used to do it back in the 50s, when you're going direct to disc, and the master was being made right in front of your eyes. And the songwriter, of course, didn't have all the words. He'd make up some words, and the band would keep playing, and, you know, somebody would take a solo.
Not once did the band of younger musicians have to change the key of a song to suit Solomon Burke's voice. Every time, says producer Joe Henry, Burke delivered the song in the same key as the demo tape.
He's got an unbelievable range, and he seems to have lost none of it. He can be really smooth and urbane like Sam Cooke. He can be really kind of rough and bluesy like, you know, Ray Charles is. And then he has this incredible bottom end of his voice that's like Paul Robeson, you know, it's operatic. You know, he just slides from one to the next. Jerry Wexler said he's the greatest soul singer of all of them. And I'm not sure that he's wrong.
Well, I was down there in the moonlight. I was holding you tight, but it was only a dream. Only a dream.
Producer Joe Henry says he was surprised by Burke's flexibility, his willingness to try new styles. Burke was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year, and it's not often, says Henry, that a Hall of Famer will try something new.
He's of that era that, you know, I think people imagine him kind of trapped in amber, you know. It's easy to mythologize Sam Cooke and Otis Redding. You know, I think it's much harder to survive another 40 years and keep finding ways to do great work.
One of the tricks, says Solomon Burke, is just hanging around long enough to enjoy the recognition.
I'm still here. So it's called King for Life.
Philadelphia Mayor John Street has declared today Solomon Burke Day in the city of Philadelphia, where the king was born. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
Don't you give up on me. Please, 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 promise me. Don't give up on me.